האישה נקנית בשלוש דרכים וקונה את עצמה בשתי דרכים. We're going to see that a big focus of this מסכת, and we'll explain why as we go through, is on the דרך of קניונים. Well, how do we make קניונים? Not only בנוגעי הקידושים. And so the מסכת begins with the concept of קניין האישה. So there are three ways in which a woman can be נקנית. And this is נקנית בכסף, בשטר ובביאה. So either we can give her money in front of witnesses and say, with this money you're mekudeshet, or we can write a shtar which may not have any monetary value, and nonetheless the shtar itself creates the same exact state if he says oret mekudeshet li in the shtar, or he can actually have intercourse with her if he says hariat mekudeshet li bevia zo, and of course all of these will be work in front of witnesses, because otherwise it's not the raya that's going to be missing, it's the actual creation of the state that requires witnesses, because we have a pish. So this is a devar erva. What is the shiur of kesef? Because if Beit Shammai omrim, sorry, v'kona tatzma b'shtei drachit, niknet b'kesef b'shtar b'viya. What is the shiur of kesef? Beit Shammai omrim b'dinar u'b'shava dinar. So the amount of kesef is the standard dinar, which was 96 grains, and that the Mishnah doesn't bother explaining either because it was well known to Stasis or because the shita of Beit Hillel is always la locha, so we'd rather concentrate on giving you over the details in terms of Beit Hillel. U'Beit Hillel omrim b'pruta u'b'shava pruta. You could use either the pruta coin or something that has the value of the pruta coin. Now, the Rishonim point out that the lashon of pruta v'shava pruta is a little bit strange, because the pruta itself, technically speaking, is shava kesef, since it's a coin of copper. So that actually we only take on the lashon of pruta v'shava pruta in order to maintain the parallel of dinner v'shava dinner that we had earlier. V'kama hi pruta, and what indeed is the share of a pruta, which is less well known? Echad mishmona b'Israel. So it's one. Now, the Isra Italki was an actual coin of kesef, not of nechosh, which is why we're trying to peg it to the value of silver. So 1/8 of the Italian Isser, which was a 4-grain coin, which is relatively tiny compared to the dinar. So if you have 1/8 of that, that pegs a pruta to 1/2 a grain of silver. 1/2 a grain of silver, as opposed to 96 grains of silver, means that you're talking about almost 0.5%. That was a very, very tiny proportion of the dinner. It was 192nd, actually, of a dinner, right? It's actually a question whether there's some who raised the issue whether it was mana zeh, that's sufficient money, to be kainanisha, because if you can't buy a stick of gum, I mean, why would you be able to be kainanisha? We'll see that it has to be mitratzav with the pruta. But that we'll get to when we discuss the gemara. So the pruta is echad mishmona of the kesef coin, which is the Yisrael Yitalki. Now, we also said that she's kona et atzma. So how is she kona et atzma b'shtei drachim? What exactly would those two ways be? So we have kona tatzma either with the get or b'mitat ha'ba'al. Hayevama, the particular state of the Yevama, who's waiting now for Yovam, and she's not allowed to marry an Ishzar, somebody who's not a Yovam, so she too is in a state of a semi-kedushin, in the sense that she's Asur Lekulei Alma, because of the original marriage to her first husband, the brother. And so there too, in order to consummate that kinyan, so that she should be an Isha Lechol Davar, so over there, it's much more limited. She is niknet only Bevia, because only the consummation of the kinyan ishut is what gives any ishut. It doesn't help to add over there to the zika that the Torah created. It doesn't help to add an additional shtar or kesef except midrabanan. Midrabanan, we know there's a concept called ma'amar, and what the ma'amar achieves is not the closing of the kinyan now, that she could now get divorced with a get like anybody else. All it does is it prevents her from marrying any of the other living brothers, so that only the one that gave her the kesef kedushin or the shtar kedushin would be able to be the one who could actually sleep with her. She's konat atzma. Again, before the yibum, she's also able to get out of the state of zika only through not get, but chalitza or mitat hayavam. So in this case, the only way to release her to the world would be either the death of the yavam, obviously, which takes off all kinyanim, or the act of chalitza. But gittin would not help if she has not as yet consummated the zika. So now the Gemara is interested in a way that we usually do it, sort of working under the scenes and behind the lines. The Gemara is really interested in focusing, although it pretends to be interested purely in the issue of the language of the Mishnah, the Gemara is actually interested here in defining the centrality of Kinyanim Kiddush. And the truth is, I mean, we're used to it because we all learned these Mishnayos as kids and so on, but it is a very strange thing to think that the concept of Kiddush is related to Kinyanim, and certainly not Kinyanim in the normal sense in which you actually own something. You know, there's no Kinyan in the goof of an Isha. It's not even a Kinyan in terms of Shibut. That's not the point. Somehow or other, the Kinyan is able to create a state of something that then defines the nature of a relationship, which we call Kiddushin. Now, the fact is, we don't generally talk about, throughout the Masechta, we don't call this Masechet Kinyanei Isha. We talk about Masechet Kiddushin. And later on, whenever we want to talk about the act of Kiddushin, we don't refer it to Kinyan. We refer to it as Kiddushin all the time. So it is an extremely striking thing that we miss. We don't take the Gemara as being very fundamental here in its approach. It's very striking that the Masechta should begin by talking about a woman as if she's purchasable, which is not really the case. Not purchasable in terms of being an object that can be purchased somehow without her das, and not purchasable in terms of owning the way you would own an object. Therefore, the Gemara, by pursuing the language issues, ends up actually helping us understand what's happening. So the Gemara says, first of all, how did Kinyan get involved here? You start off with the words Aisha Nikne. Now, why is it that in the rest of the Masechet we don't use this as a language? I mean, Maishna Hachadatani Aisha Nikne, Umaishna Hatandatani Haish Mikadesh. Why is it that the issue over here is Kinyanim, whereas later on it's Kiddush? Well, Mishum de Kaboyel Mitne Kesev. I mean, we do need to introduce the idea of Kesev. Now, Kesev, the only way we know Kesev, Minole, Gomar Kicha Kicha Misei Efron, as we're going to see later on. The way that Kesev gets involved in Kiddushin is through a limud from the purchase of the Soda of Efron, which was for the purposes of buying the Moharat HaBachila. So over there, it uses the word Kach Mimeni, Natati Kesev HaSadeh Kach Mimeni. And that lotion of Kicha is central to the idea of Kiddushin, because the Torah keeps referring to the relationship of Erusin, not as Kiddushin, which is a word that the Rabbanan make up, but rather as Kicha. So it says Ki Yikach Ish Isha. So since it says Ki Yikach Ish Isha, and it says there Natati Kesev HaSadeh Kach Mimeni. Now, Kicha, now that we've established that, Kicha Ikre Kinyan. And we also have to know that Kicha is called Kinyan, Dechiv HaSadeh Asher Kana Avram. So that act was an act of Kinyan. Now, Tosis points out that this, again, is very important. Tosis points out all of this is a lot of extra talk. Because once we could determine that the Torah calls Kiddushin Kicha, and we see that the word Kicha that appears by Shtei Efron is called Kinyan, why do I need to go through this whole rigmarole of showing that the dinim of Kesev of an Isha are learnt out of the Kinyan of Shtei Efron? Just say, Kikach Ish Isha, and we find Kicha is called a Kinyan, and let that be the end of it. So therefore we want to talk about Kinyan. So Tosis points out that would short-circuit the entire point. The entire point over here is to show us that the kesev of an isha, the kicha, functions as kinyan. That's the point. But the fact that you could say that kicha in terms of soda is also called kinyan does not mean that that reflects in any way on the nature of the relationship with the isha. That's purely a verbal question. That some kichas are called kinyan. But how do we know that the kesev of an isha, which isn't really a kinyan, in other words, if I wouldn't have seen that the Torah actually views Isha and Soda to be part of a single set, then I would say that's absurd. I mean, it's a borrowed term in terms of there's just different types of relationship. One, a relationship of Baalut in terms of the ownership of objects, and one, a relationship of Baalut in terms of relating to a woman. Comes along, therefore, the Gemara at the outset to establish that, not coincidentally, I mean, obviously the word Baal on a Sada has very strange implications since it's usually a sexual term. Baal is Baal. Now, how in the world are you Baal a Sada? But the same thing is true in English. We have husbandry. You have a husbandry in terms of caring for fields, husbandry in terms of caring for animals. So this is a particular relationship that requires, although You may say it's pure possession. Anybody who is involved in those things know that the things tend to possess you rather than vice versa. That's the care that needs to be put into it, as any farmer knows. I mean, that's why husbandry is not a... And any poor husband rapidly discovers that, you know, who the boss is. That's right. Therefore, we need to establish right at the onset the nature of Kiddushin boils down to issues of kinyan of all strange things, which you can imagine has immense, immense implications in the nature of the marital relationship. In other words, it's saying that fundamentally we need to be dealing with a kinyan, even though that's not a possessive type of kinyan, but comes from the nature of possession, which changes the interrelationship of the sex. It's not an interchange of commitments and so on and so forth. It's not a partnership, a joint agreement. It's an actual kinyan that's involved. And this, of course, causes a great amount of problems, as Zman HaZeh, in terms of coming up here. It's very much not the Western concept of marriage at all. Right? It's not the Western concept. You don't see why it should be a problem. Right. Although the Western paradigm hasn't, certainly not a coincidence that the whole thing revolves around Zara. Okay, so because of this, says Taisus, we need first to prove that Kinyanei Kesef come from Seyefron. Then we can apply the language of Kinyan that applies to the Gicha of Seyefron, we can apply also to Kiddushin. So since it says, Asadeh Asher Kana Avraham, Inami, in general, Sadot Bakesef Yiknu. So in other words, we find over here that we call all the types of Kinyan. We want to talk about Kinyan Sada. So because of this, we bring now Bedavka. There are obviously other examples of Kesev and Kinyan. And the Tosis points out the most striking is Kesev Miknato. Kesev is specifically referred to as Kinyan. But again, the issue over here is to deal with Kinyane Sada specifically. And therefore, even though, as Tosif would have said, Asadasha Kana Avraham, we wouldn't have been able to prove from there clearly, because we wouldn't have been able to show that that's referring to Kesef. Maybe in the end he was saying it with Chazok or so. So therefore, we now know, Tani Aisha Niknait, therefore it uses the Lashon of Kinyan in order to open up the proceedings of this Mesechet. So you'll say, if that's the case, why isn't Kinyan used as the term for Kedushin in general? So if that's the case, nitnei hatama ish koneh, why do we switch in mid-mesechet to start using the word kiddushin to introduce the idea instead of the kinyan that lies at the root of kiddushin? Because mi'ikara tani lishna dioraita. Because we want first to open up the mesechet with the insight into the fundamentals of kiddushin. The Torah doesn't talk about the resultant relationship. It talks about the modality of the creation of the relationship. So because of that, we want to use that lashon to establish this at the beginning. But ulubisov tani lishna derabanan. In the end, we want to use the lashon that the Rabbanan used to define the nature of erusin. And what is the meaning of that lishna derabanan? My lishna derabanan, it means kiddushin, because the osala akule alma kehegdish. Since over here, what he's doing is he's creating a state of iser on this woman, in which no one else is allowed to sleep with her. So then this becomes the equivalent. The word kodesh always means separated out and untouchable. So because of this, we use the lashon, like we say, mikudashim l'shamayim. That means it means mikudashim, to be to the shamayim. So here too, mikudashim, to be mine, means asur on everyone else, which leaves us with a specific relationship. And of course, that lashon, we find exactly the same thing in English. In other words, when we talk about dedicating something, right? So we dedicate it to charity, we dedicate it to the shul, we dedicate it to Hegdash. But it also means a dedicated fax line. Because what dedicated means is it's specific to this purpose and to no other purpose. So as I create an iser, that this is unusable for my regular telephone call, so I now make it a dedicated line. In the same way, this woman now is asura on all other relationships, so she becomes dedicated. And that sense of dedication is brought out in the Torah's strange use of kidesha for war. You would think it's the exact opposite. Why are we using the lashon of kiddushin when we dafka use kiddesha to mean the opposite of kiddushin? So Rashi points out that it's not, I mean, it's ironical, obviously, but that the lashon is a fantastically meduyuk lashon, in that the whore is dedicated to sex. That's the point. So it's mikudeshet u'mizumenet l'znut. So there she has a function. That's her function. The utilization of Kiddushin in this sense is the Kiddushin to me, Mekudeshet Li, and that's the whole point. I have Mekudeshet Li, not that you're Mekudeshet, but that the Isser on everybody else is what makes this unique. So that the extent, by the way, this is when we talk about Kiddusha in general, something being holy, you'll notice the same thing. The more open it is to free access, the less Kodesh it is. Something that becomes more and more well-defined becomes more and more Kodesh. So that free love is the opposite of Kiddusha, when something has greater Isurim on it. So in general, the two sides of the coin of Kiddusha, even in terms of personal holiness, is abstention. For sure, it is the other side of the coin of Kiddusha. Because somebody who takes everything freely and doesn't view there being any specific relationship to the way that he's eating now or the specific food and so on, that's the cheapness that we associate with McDonald's. It's the opposite of the sense of Kiddusha. So in general, we have a subconscious understanding of this, taken sort of for granted. But here the Gemara comes now to establish. So we create the relationship with the Akinyan, but the resultant state is a state of Kiddushin. The Rabbanan are interested throughout the Masechta, after we establish the nature of Kinyan, to discuss the nature of the relationship and its Chiyuvim, and so on and so forth. And therefore they change the laws of the Delishtha and the Rabbanan, which we then talk about later on. So, now the question is like this. Once we've established the Lashon, now we have to also establish the structure of the Mishnah, the sentence which the Mishnah opens. It seems to be reversing the object of the verb and the subject of the verb. I mean, over here it's Ha'isha Niknet, and over there we have the Ish Mikadesh. So that's a little bit strange. I mean, we could have used over here Ha'ish Koneh, and then we would have been consistent with Ha'ish Mikadesh, which later on it's talking about, he can be Mikadesh Bo Bishlucho. But I mean, he seems to be the one that gives the Kiddushin. So he gives the Kiddushin. Why wouldn't we focus on his giving here too, being Koneh? Well, because I mean, the Mishnah Gaboy Lubitne Seifa. The end of the Mishnah is Konah et Atzma. So Konah et Atzma, if she's going to be Konah herself, we'd have to switch the entire meaning of the Mishnah. The Ish is Koneh or the Isha is Konah. Like this, we just say, look, the Isha is either Niknet or Konah. So Shinti's Konah Atzma Bedida, Tani Nami Reish. So we move to discuss her place in the proceedings, whether it's in terms of the acceptance of Kiddushin or it's in terms of taking herself back. Well, why couldn't you just say Aish Koneh Umakneh, that he's Makneh himself? Well, I wouldn't say that in dying he's Makneh himself. I mean, saying that yet he's Makneh himself, perhaps. But I mean, after all, there's always that divorce Italian style that she's always got an option for.
It's a certain liberating quality.
Yeah. No, well, it does come out to be liberating, because the whole thing focuses on her. So since over here, Mishum de'ika mitat habal, delav iukam Makneh, since there's also one of the two ways in which she's Konah herself is through the death of the husband, which he's not exactly in favor of. I mean, over there, it's min shemaya with the maknin la. So it's been given to her min hashamayim. So over there, you know, you can't look a gift to me. I mean, so over there, it wants to focus on her. The ibayit ema, or there's another explanation. The other explanation is, had we used the language in the kinyanim, as opposed to the creation of the state of relationship, and we would have said the man is koneh, so hava mina afilu ba'al korcha. I would have said a man can be koneh an isha, even ba'al korcha. Now that's a little bit weird. I mean, why in the world would we think that you could be koneh? Where's the dat makneh? I mean, how would I have thought? That doesn't matter, because over here, once the relationship exists, you could say that he having created the relationship, he'd be mevatel. But you certainly never find the kinyan that there isn't. I mean, she's not hefker. Where would I have thought it from? The Rishonim speak out that it's very interesting that over here I would have thought that if you are Kaifin, you force her. She's under a lot of pressure by her parents. It's all right, fine. That would also be a kosher kedusha. Kamash malan, that it's not. In other words, that over there's no such thing as kofinota chomar rotzani. That it has to be a complete alpidata and shalomidata alone. Because of that, we want to make sure that we use the focus on the isha. Now, you'll notice how important this is in terms of kinyanim per se. In other words, once we're talking about the kinyanim, which creates a certain warpage in the relationship of isha, it's an expression of the huyim shalba right out at the beginning. Right? Yes, he's doing the kinyan. It's essential that at that point we already bring in the fact that this is entirely a question of her own commitment in the beginning, and that there's no way to do this unless this is what she's willing to have. So Mamela, we stress that it has to be midat. All right. That's why, actually, Rambam says that's why Yevamos becomes the first mesach. Because over there, it's defined. And here, this is the last mesach because it's least necessary. Completely, you're creating it out of nowhere. Everything up until now, you've got no choice but to deal with here. All right, and it continues the Gemara. So now we've established why we use the Lashon of Kinyan and why we focus on the Ish instead of on the male as the Oysa HaKinyan. Now we have another problem. Umay Ayre Detani Shalosh, Litnei Shalosha. Since the norm is that we always use Lashon Zahar, unless there is a reason to use Lashon Negeva, why use three in the Negeva? Why not simply say Shalosha? And as we're going to see, we could have said Shalosha. In other words, let's understand that at this point, the Gemara is taking for granted, even though this is not obvious in the Gemara at all, the Gemara is taking for granted that the word Derech could have been Zohar or Negeva. And that we'll see that we find in the Torah. Derech is one of the words that can be used either way. So the question is, why say shalosh? Litnei shalosha. Ah, says the Gemara, because the usage of the lashon of derech here is specific for a reason. Mishum dekaboy lemitnei derech, v'derech lashon nekeva, tefivo da'atale meta derech yelchu ba. So we see that derech is used as a lashon nekeva, and we want to say derech, as we'll see later, and therefore we needed to use the nekeva. What do you mean, but? But surely Derech is also used as Lashon Zachar. V'ala hadetanya b'shiv'a drachim botkin et hazav. So that's now masculine. Nitnei sheva drachim, according to you, it should say seven in Lashon Nekeva. No, that's because we want to use Derech, and Derech is Lashon Zachar. So again, you see clearly that the focus here is on the desire to use the Lashon of Derech. And we'll see Tosfos explains this in a moment. But because this comes across very funny. I mean, what are you trying to drive us crazy? You first said we want to use Derech, and Derech is Nekeva. But Derech is Zachar. No, we want to use Derech. And Derech is Zachar. So obviously something's going on over here. So we'll see in a moment what's really happening. And since Ashkan Derech, the Ikri, Lashon Zachar, Dichtiv v'derech echad yetzu elecha, u'bishiv'a drachim yanusu lefanach. So the Mishnah then uses the word shiv'a drachim botkinat azav in the same way that the Pasuk uses shiv'a drachim yanusu lefanecha. Now, we do understand if you hadn't started talking about how important it is for you to use derech in a particular way, we understand that obviously there are languages, there are words that are basically gender neutral. You can use them or either gender. So you can use either zachar or nekeva. It wouldn't have bothered me if you wouldn't have made such a big deal of it. Now you're telling me that there's something about the nature of derech, which is either lashon zachar or lashon nekeva. Once that's the case, then it's contradictory. What is the nature of derech? I thought it was neutral. Now you're telling, no, it's not neutral. I need to use the word. So then you've got a contradiction. You've got a contradiction not only in your own usage, you have a contradiction now in the Torah's usage, because how do we have now a bi-gender word? Which one is it? How could it be both Zachar and Nekeva? So then, if that's the case, Yachi Koshu Kroya, we have a problem with the Psukim now, which we otherwise wouldn't have had. And we have now Kashi the Matnitana, that we have now a problem with these two Mishnayot. Over here, we're insisting that Derech has to be Nekeva, and that's why we're going to go out of our norm and use a Lashon Nekeva Shalosh, because Derech is very important. And over there, we're going to go out of our way to say Derech, and Dafka, we're going to have to use their Lashon Zachar. How do you explain that? Says the Gemara, because the idea over here is Kroya Dodi Lokash. You're right. Derech is, in fact, not gender neutral, but it's contextual. So therefore, where we're talking about Bitorakoi, Vitorah Ikri Lashon Nekeva, V'hodata Lahem et HaDerech Yelchuba, is Nekeva. What is the Derech Asher Yelchuba? That's a Derech HaTorah, which includes the whole Darko Shel Avraham Avinu and so on. The Torah itself, we find, is used as Lashon Nekeva. Torah Ikri Lashon Nekeva Dichtiv Torah Hashem Tmima. So it's Mima. Meshivat Nafesh. So because of that, means our relationship to Torah is feminine. And because of that, we need to use the word in a feminine sense. Katav La B'Lashon Nekeva. Whereas Hatam, the B'Milchamakoi, where you're talking about over there, in which Derech Echad Yetzu Alech, B'Shiv'a Drachim Yanusu Lefanech. There we're talking about the way to wage war. power. Not as David was about to ask that the Lashon Torah per se is obviously nekeva. What? So over here, it's true that milchama is Lashon nekeva. But we're not talking about milchama per se. We're talking about the people who are active in war. They are going to be chasing. Their enemies will be running away from them. It's not war per se that we deal with. It's warriors that we deal with. And it's darko shel ish la'asot milchama. Ve'in darka shel isha la'asot milchama. You note, by the way, that this issue is fundamental to the whole idea of Puruvu. V'kivshua. V'kivshua defines the nature of the relationship agabi Puruvu. So that only a male is Chayev because Derek shall ish lichbosh, which is milchama again. That comes back even to the original discussion of the relationship between the ish v'isha. So therefore, since we're talking about milchama, katav la balashon zachar. So what this means is that Derek is extremely gender sensitive, and that indeed the context, it's extremely important, therefore, to define in the use of the zachar and the keva when you are using Derek, to define clearly what element of Derek you're talking about. The feminine derech or the masculine derech. Now, as far as why the Mishnayot are not a contradiction, matnitina adadi lokash, because as we've already explained, the focus of our Mishnah is on an isha, and therefore achda legabi isha koi katanina b'lashon nikeva. The only derech that we would rightfully use over here is shalosh drachim, whereas over there where we're talking about b'shiva drachim botkinet azav. Now, you will recall that the Torah gives this particular pasuk that teaches us that a zav will not be metame laones. So in other words, somebody has a ri'ah of zivot, which can be traced to an event, overeating, over sexual stimulation, over drinking, over exercising, whatever it is. So all of those things can lead to zivot, and in those circumstances, it will not be metame, because it's traceable. So in other words, only where the zivot is pathological, clearly pathological, that the Torah is metame. But that's only by a male. By a woman, it makes absolutely no difference what causes the bleeding. It's the fact of this type of bleeding that will be called tameh. So in which case, we couldn't possibly have used the Lashon Nekeva because the whole idea of the Bedika is only for a male. So hatam de legabi ish koi, because it's only darko shel ish libadek. Libadek over here not means libadek to find zivot, but libadek to find the reason, the source that might have catalyzed the zivot. So therefore, because of that, we have to use vein darkasha lishali badek, because it wouldn't make any difference. So what would be the point of her sitting around analyzing what might have caused her to bleed? So I jumped. Okay, fine. That's not going to help you. So therefore, tani lashon zachar. Yeah, but, you know, I don't understand. You took for granted. Okay. You told me we must use derech. And derech is very gender sensitive. How about if we get away from the gender sensitivity? You know, I feel your pain and everything. But, I mean, couldn't we have just used the word davar and then gotten away from this whole thing? Or we got to get into the derech business? So you're giving me this whole brilliant analysis of my time at Tani Shalosh, Mishum Drachim. And then we have to explain why derech we have to be so careful. So then, don't get into it in the first place. Nitnei devarim. Just use the word devarim. I mean, often we use the word dvarim, and then you could use shlosha, and then you're back to the norm. You don't have to worry about all of this sensitivity, and you're using your lashon zachar, which is the standardized lashon. Remember that in our Mishnah, we're referring specifically to intercourse. Now, bia ikrei derech. What's interesting is that the word derech directly refers to sexual connection. Where do we see that? Dechtiv, v'derech gever be'alma, kein derech isha mina efet. So now, whatever the complexities of these pasuk is, it's clearly saying something about the nature of sexual relations. The way in which a man relates to a young woman, so is the path of a woman who is promiscuous. Okay, very good. Excellent. First part is good. All right. So derech, therefore, is very, very important for this Mishnah because the context is a context that demands the usage of derech. Yeah, but I mean, come on. I mean, that's only one out of three. I mean, Athena, Bia, I mean, Kesef, Shtar seems to be very asexual, doesn't it? So Ma'ika Lameimar. Well, but I mean, since we have Mishum Bia, so we have now the rest. What do you mean we say two for three for one? I mean, Tony Tarte Atuchoda, just because Bia is called derech, Derech, so now we call Kesev, and so we're going to use Derech for the whole Mishnah? Yes. Hanech Nami Tzorech Bien, you know, I mean, let's be honest about this. I mean, the bottom line is that the focus of the Mishnah, obviously, is ultimately for sexual spiritual connection. So if that's the point, then we want to use the word that is discussing that derech, that approach. And an approach in this sense is very specific to a isha nikneit or a ish kona. It's the relationship between the ish and the isha that is specifically the derech that our Mishnah is referring to. And because of that, we keep in mind throughout the structure of the Mishnah that it may be all very nice that we're talking about cold ish, clinical issues, so that even the Bia is discussed clinically over here. Sounds very mechanical, but underneath the entire issue is derech gever bi'alma. The ibayt ema hamani Rabbi Shimoni. Or it could be that the point over here of using derech is actually applicable to all of the kinyonim in the Mishnah, and that is Rabbi Shimon points out that the Tanya Rabbi Shimon omer mipnei ma amra Torah ki yikach ish isha. Why indeed does the Torah focus on kinyonim from the point of view of the male? Why not write ki tilakach isha le'ish, which would then make it very clear even in the pasuk that we're talking about something that she enters into, just like our Mishnah is so makbit to clarify her da'at. Why didn't the Torah write it from her point of view? Why does it write it from the male's point of view? Says Rabbi Shimon, mipnei shedarko shel ish lechazer al isha, ve'ein darka shel isha lechazer al ish, because the point over here is that in the same, we're talking about an element that's built into biology. And therefore, because of the fact that the biological roots are such that it's the derech, take a look at every species. On every species, you basically will have now this search. And then, you know, you've got these bower birds putting on the suit, exactly, putting on their little shows. And then they've got to be able to prove themselves to an isha. So therefore, it's the extension of the Torah into kinyanim is a direct extension from biology. In other words, the Torah will never extirpate biological roots, as Rambam points out many times, and will now turn those issues so that the alpha male now becomes now the ish mekadesh. But you can't ignore that. So it's the derech of an ish always to find the isha, not the derech of the isha to go around looking for the man, or at least not openly. So much this for all the parents of the girls looking for shidduchim. You know? So mashallah adam sha'avdalo aveda. This is all part of the Western paradigm, honey babes. The whole thing has changed. So now, mashallah adam sha'avdalo aveda. So over here you have a man loses something, just like Adam HaRishon loses his rib. So now who looks for who? Does the aveda look for the owner? Or does the owner look for the aveda? I mean, obviously the owner looks for the aveda. So mi chozer al mi, ba'al aveda mechazer al aveda to. So matzah, exactly. So therefore, what we need to say is that, look, the way in which this Mishnah is arranged, now it becomes an extremely important insight into the nature of the kinyan. Because what it's telling us is that this is not simply an arbitrary and technical issue about the way in which one effectuates kedushin through you, the man, giving the ring, and so on and so forth, but that is actually reflective of roots that go far beyond simple kinyanim and are expressing those roots, and they're unavoidable. It's not that we could do this in a different way. We can simply decide that, well, you can make kinyanim by the isha creating a kinyan, and it's not possible because it violates the derech ha'ilah. So until now, we were talking about derech purely in terms, we didn't even understand what Rabbi Shimon was saying. We thought, okay, derech, because we're referring to something which is so natural and so part of biology. But we didn't realize that the specific structure is actually based on a deeper derech, and that Rabbi Shimon is bringing out, which means that we have no choice of using derech in this Mishnah Bichlal, not simply teach you the derech. Vahad, it's not. So now, okay, but now you're telling me that the use of derech is extremely important, and then you'll have to excuse now, of course, why were we using derech when it comes to the Mishnah of Zivot. So, v'had etnan b'shiv adrachim botkinet hazav. And you said we only use derech when the word derech is specifically appropriate. Why is it appropriate to use derech for the bedika of a zav, for heaven's sake? Litnei devarim. No, because over there also, ha'kamashman didarka demichla yeter latu yedei ziva. For darka demishtai yeter latu yedei ziva. The drach over there is used in the sense of catalyzers. If you would say dvarim, it's just a neutral word, things. So you're saying, okay, so somehow or other Chazal decided there are things which are considered to be not matame bezivas. But that's not true. It's not that there are things, it's that there are catalysts. That because they are catalysts, therefore, you're not going to be Matami v'Zivas, because it's considered to be now a Zivas which is L'Onso, as opposed to a Zivas which is considered to be pathological. And therefore, in order to teach us this, that the derech of overeating brings to Zivas, or the derech of overdrinking can cause Zivas. Well, and what are you going to do about etrogim? This is for our president to stop today, because we're now today dealing with this Gemara right here, that an etrog is a shaveh li'ilan b'shalosha drachim, or shalosh drachim, so litne dvarim. Why do we have drachim when it comes to an etrog? I mean, what's the issue over here? You're claiming that derech is always a very specific thing. Ah, that's because mishum debeinam matne seifa. Since the seifa needs to tell me liyerek b'derech echad. So there's one way, which is that ma'aser of an etrog goes according not to the time, which it usually does on a fruit, which is chanata, but rather the year of ma'aser to which it relates is the year of its lekita, when it's picked, just as if it was a vegetable. Now, in every other thing, when it comes to Shemitah, so there we go, according to the shat of chanata, when it comes to orla, when it comes to netar avai, in those three ways, it's similar to any other tree. But over here, it's similar to an etrog, to a yerek. So why is that true? The Torah needs to talk about derech to explain why that's true. What? Derech explains why that's true. You could have used davar there also. No. That's the point. Hatam hakamashman. It's coming to give me the reason, the rationale, why it is that we would go according to the likita. Because our kamashman did darkede etrog yerek. It comes to tell us that, again, biologically, agriculturally, an etrog is similar to a yerek simply because that mad yerek darkoli gadel al kol ma'iv. A yerek requires care. It doesn't. You can't just sit out there and hope that it rains. So what you need to do over there is you need to constantly water your garden so that they go according to kol ma'iv, not just the rainwater, but to supplements of water as well that you're going to bring in by sprinklers and so on and so forth. So therefore, similar to the yerek, the etrog also is famous for its sensitivity and the care, extra care that has to be given to it. And the etrog that sits there all year long, it's also darko ligadel al kol mayim. So we do over there is that we bring additional water for it. And therefore, it goes according to, not the trees were over there, everything goes according to the Tu Bishvat, which is the rove of the Gishmei Hashana. That's how Chazal were koveyet. Rov Gishmei Shana already came down, and therefore we see it as a product specifically of that nourishment and that water in that year. But something that requires continued watering and continued nourishing in the year that comes, why would it be defined by the Tu Bishvat Rov Gishmei Hashana? It's irrelevant, and therefore by teaching us derech, it forces us to think out why would this be true. So we recognize again the biological roots, which is very similar to what Rabbi Shimon was saying about the biological roots of the kinyanim of kedushin. So it's a remarkably powerful use of derech throughout. That seems to be beautiful. So afetrog darka ligadel komayim ubeshaat likitato isuro. Now, of course, we may have a devastating exception to this rule, which will throw out everything that we just spoke about. But that we'll see tomorrow. And anyway, sometimes even when we throw it out, it was very important. That's why you've got the your closed boxes. You're a trogim. האישה נקנית בשלושה דרכים וקונה את עצמה בשתי דרכים. נקנית בכסף בשטר ובביאה. בכסף, בקשמי אומרים בדין ובשב ודין ובטילן אומרים בפרוטה, בשב ופרוטה. וכמה היא פרוטה? אחת בשמונה בישר איטלקי. וקונה את עצמה בגט ובמיטת הבעל. היבמה נקנית בביאה וקונה את עצמה בחליצה ובמיטת היבם. האישה נקנית. מה ישנה אחתתני האישה נקנית ומה ישנה אחתתני האיש מקדש? משום לגבוי לביתני כסף, וכסף בדלג אמר כי חכיכה מסתי אפרון. כתיבה אחר כי ייקח איש אישה וכתיבה אתם נתתי כסף השדה כך ממני. And we know that כי חייקרי קניין. וכתיבה איש השדה אשר קנה אברהם, הנה מסעדות בכסף יקנו. Therefore, תוני האישה נקנית. So then נקנה אותם איש קונה. Ah, because מעיקור תוני לשני דיורייתא. ולא בסוף תוני לשני דרבנן. My lishna de rabbanan de asra la kuliyama kegdesh v'nitne hacha ish kone mishum de gabay le mitne seifa v'konat atzma bedida tani namireisha bedida So you could have it b'didei, nitni ha'ish koneh u'magneh. No, mishum dika mitat ha'bal, v'lav iuka maknila, min shamayu de maknila. V'ibaytem ha'itan ha'koneh, hava min ha'filu ba'al korchan. Tana ha'ish ha'nikneit midat ha'in shelo midat ha'lo. U'bay ha'riyadet ha'ni shalosh, litnei shlosha, well, mishum dika boi l'mitnei derech, v'derech l'shan nekevao dechtivodat ha'lam et ha'derech yochubba. Huh? So a lot of time you bishiv ad rachim botkin et azav nitne sheva, but mishum dekaboy nitne derech. Vashkan derech dikra lashon zachar. Dichti b'derech achad yetzu alecha. U bishiv ad rachim yanusu lefanecha. Don't you love it? Iachi kashu kroy adoni v'kashu namet nitne adoni. Oh, you mean you want the explanation? Oh, okay. Kroy adoni lo kashu. Nachad b'torah koi b'torah yikra lashon nekeva dichtiv torat Hashem temima mishivat nafesh. כתב לו בלשון נקבה, אתם למלחמה כה את דרכו של אישה לעשות מלחמה, של איש לעשות מלחמה, ואין דרכה של אישה לעשות מלחמה, כתב לו בלשון זכר, אין מתניתין, עד עדיין עוצו לו קשה, אחד לגבי אישה כה, זו כתב לו בלשון נקבה, אתם לגבי איש כה, את דרכו של איש להיבדק, ואין דרכה של אישה להיבדק, because what would be the point of it anyway, איש ענה מבעונס מתאמה, therefore, תני לשון זכר, you're telling me all of this rigmarole. I mean, my time at Tanish Shalosh Bishum Drachim, so don't use Drachim. Nitne Dvarim, Vinitne Shalosha. Well, I'm Mishum Dekaboy Lebitne Bia. Bia Ikre Derech. Techtiv Derech Gever Bialma, Kein Derech Isha Mina Efet. Atinech Bia. What about Kesev Ishtar, Michael Amema? Mishum Bia. Come on, Tani Tarti Atuchoda? Yes, but ultimately, Aninami Tzarech Bia Ninu. The Ibaitema Mani Rabbi Shimoni, the Tani. Rabbi Shimon omer b'tnei ma omra Torah ki kach ish isha v'lo katav ki tila kach isha la ish. Mipnei shedarko shel ish l'chazer al isha v'ein darka shel isha l'chazer al ish. Mashal ha'adam sh'avda lo aveda. Mi chozer al mi ba'al avedam b'chazer al avedato. V'od etanat b'shivad rochim botkin et azav. Over there litnei dvarim, no. Because atam ha'kamashmon de darka de michla yeter latu yelidei ziva. V'darka de mishtia yetera latu yelidei ziva. So what about Hatitzan et Rok Shaveli Ilan b'Shalosh Drachim Litnei Devarim Mishum Debein An Matni Seifu Uli Yerek B'Derech Echad So Seifu Nami Litnei Devar but no, there the Derech is important because Atam HaKamash Malan The Darkei De'et Roki Yerek Ma Yerek Darko Ligadel HaKol Mayim U'B'Sha'at L'Kitato Yisuro Af Et Rok Darko Ligadel HaKol Mayim U'B'Sha'at L'Kitato Yisuro